Sirach 3:1, hear me your father, O children, and do thereafter, that ye may be safe. 3:2, for the Lord hath given the father honor over the children, and hath confirmed the authority of the mother over the sons. 3:3, whoso honoreth his father maketh an atonement for his sins. 3:4, and he that honoreth his mother is as one that layeth up treasure. 3:5, whoso honoreth his father shall have joy of his own children. And when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard. 3:6, he that honoreth his father shall have a long life. And he that is obedient unto the Lord shall be a comfort to his mother. 3:7, he that feareth the Lord will honor his father, and will do service unto his parents as to his masters. 3:8, honor thy father and mother both in word and deed, that a blessing may come upon thee from them. 3:9, for the blessing of the father establisheth the houses of children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations. 3:10, glory not in the dishonor of thy father, for thy father's dishonor is no glory unto thee. 3:11, for the glory of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the children. 3:12, my son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. 3:13, and if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in thy full strength. 3:14, for the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten, and instead of sins it shall be added to build thee up. 3:15, in the day of thine affliction it shall be remembered. Thy sins also shall melt away as the ice in the fair warm weather. 3:16, he that forsaketh his father is as a blasphemer, and he that angereth his mother is cursed of God. 3:17, my son, go on with thy business in meekness, so shalt thou be beloved of him that is approved. 3:18, the greater thou art, the more humble thyself, and thou shalt find favor before the Lord. 3:19, many are in high place and of renown, but mysteries are revealed unto the meek. 3:24, the power of the Lord is great, and he is honored of the lowly. 3:21, seek not out things that are too hard for thee, neither search the things that are above thy strength. 3:22, but what is commanded thee, think thereupon with reverence, for it is not needful for thee to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret. 3:23, be not curious in unnecessary matters, for more things are shewed unto thee than men understand. 3:24, for many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion hath overthrown their judgment. 3:25, without eyes thou shalt want light, profess not the knowledge therefore that thou hast not. 3:26, a stubborn heart shall fare evil at the last, and he that loveth danger shall perish therein. 3:27, an obstinate heart shall be laden with sorrows, and the wicked man shall heap sin upon sin. 3:28, in the punishment of the proud there is no remedy, for the plant of wickedness hath taken root in him. 3:29, the heart of the prudent will understand a parable, and an attentive ear is the desire of the wise man. 3:30, water will quench a flaming fire, and alms maketh an atonement for sins. 3:31, and he that requiteth good turns is mindful of that which may come hereafter, and when he falleth, he shall find a stay.